from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra fight. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrett, George Neese, the Sportsman, Charles Dan and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
A few more kisses and a few less heartaches. That's all I'm asking of you. If something's happened, though I may be to blame,
I love you more than ever
and hope you feel the same.
A few more sweet words and a few less teardrops,
I'm sure they never would start.
If you just give me a few more kisses and a few less heartaches, sweetheart.
Well, this week, Judy's boyfriend, Benchley Botsford, is down in Palm Springs. And Judy is going to drive down there to see him.
That's right, Howard.
Judy, as long as you're going to Palm Springs, are you taking your bathing suit with you?
Yeah, Howard. I bought me one of them new French bathing suits. Ordered it by mail.
Oh, what do they send you?
Two bandanas and a four-way cold tablet. Yeah, and you know, a shoehorn and a hacksaw came with the bathing suit, too.
A shoehorn and a hacksaw?
Yep. The shoehorn gets you into the bathing suit and the hacksaw gets you out of jail.
Well, that isn't the bathing suit you're holding in your hand, is it?
Just no, this is a marriage license. I bought it yesterday. You know, it's leap year. Look, it's made out to Judy Canova.
Oh, but Judy, the second line of the marriage license is blank.
Oh, no, it ain't. The clerk put the initials D-B-A-C where the man's supposed to sign.
D-B-A-C?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Don't be a chump. Hey, you know, Howard, when I get down to Palm Springs, I'm going to try to get my boyfriend Benchley's name on that license.
But, Judy, you're not engaged to Benchley, are you?
Well, not exactly. But once I came awful close to being engaged.
Close?
Yeah. Benchley was sitting in the parlor blowing a smoke ring, so I shoved my finger through it and says, I will.
Judy.
If I almost had him there.
Judy, are you sure Benchley Botsford is the right man for you?
Oh, he sure is, Howard. Well, we just meant for each other. My nose turns up and Benchley's nose turns down.
What's that got to do with it?
Every time we kiss, we lock bumpers.
Well, Judy, I know you're in a hurry, so I won't keep you. I hope everything works out all right for you and Benchley.
Thank you, Howard. See you next week.
Oh, Miss Judy.
Yes, Uranium. Pedro has a car ready outside, but he says I got to sit in the front seat or he can't steer. Why can't he steer? Honey, when I sit in the back seat, the front wheels never touch the ground. Geranium, listen here. Did you get the meat and pack a lunch like I asked you to?
Oh, Miss Judy, you only gave me $2. I don't get much meat these days.
Well, what did you get for the $2?
The butcher let me smell the meat hook.
Well, Geranium, we got a chicken yesterday. Got the chicken. Did you barbecue that?
Well, I didn't have much luck with that either, Miss Judy. You told me to put the chicken in the barbecue pit and turn for 3 hours.
Well?
When I've been turning for 2 hours, and I'm as dizzy as a goat.
Well, never mind. We'll pick up something on the way to Palm Springs. Oh, is Aunt Aggie out in the car with Pedro?
Yeah, Miss Judy. Golly, I hope this trip is worthwhile. I hope you ain't sorry afterwards.
What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking, Miss Judy, you know, marriage is just like a cafeteria.
Marriage is like a cafeteria.
Yeah, a man grabs what he wants and pays for it later.
Well, let's head for Palm Springs and see what happens. Pedro, you better slow down. We're coming to a town.
Si, senorita.
Yes, Pedro, I want you to drive more carefully.
Oh, senor, I am a very safe driver. I only drive in a safety zone.
Oh, Pedro, I don't think you know the driving laws.
Yes, Pedro, when you see a long white stripe crossing the highway, what do?
I go into reverse. Who wants to run over a skunk?
Pedro, Aunt Aggie means a white line, like for a pedestrian zone. You know, the California law is very strict about that.
Well, senorita, when I see people crossing in a pedestrian zone, I do exactly like all the other California drivers do.
You mean you come to a full stop for the pedestrians?
No, I chase them up on the sidewalk where they belong. They should be more careful. You know, when people stop being careful, they stop being people. I think. Don't you?
Oh, look, here's Riverside. We're halfway to Palm Springs and Bentley Park. Pedro, why are you going so fast?
Senorita, there's a man on a scooter following us.
Pedro, that's not a scooter. It's a motorcycle cop.
Oh, golly, senorita, I won.
You won.
See, I've been racing him all the way from Cucamonga.
Hey, where do you think you're going? Pull over to the curb.
Pedro, that copper wants your driver's license. Have you got it?
Well, just a minute. I'll feel around in my back pocket.
What do you feel?
Me, the lining is out of my pocket.
You're going so fast.
Well, officer, we're just being careful.
Careful?
Yeah, you see, the brakes don't work, and we're trying to get to Palm Springs before we have an accident. That makes sense, don't it?
I suppose you're the owner of this car. You got a driver's license?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Lady, this is a Social Security card. What's this got to do with speeding?
They said it'd keep me out of trouble when I got over 65.
Oh, that's very funny, senorita.
Yeah, another wise guy, huh? Well, just for that, I'm going to give you a ticket. Why were you people in such a hurry, anyway?
Well, you see, officer, I want to get Benchley Botsford's name on this marriage license.
Benchley Botsford? Why, I know him. He's an old friend of mine.
Golly, then you can do him a favor. This marriage license ain't any good after 3 days.
3 days? Gosh, then I can't let an old friend like Benchley down at a time like this.
Then are you going to help me get to Palm Springs in a hurry?
No, I'm going to keep you here for 4 days.
Look what I've got. A box of the new 1948 Super Sud.
Lady, are you going to be happy? No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter or get out more dirt than the new Extra Sudsy 1948 Super Suds.
Tell me more.
The new 1948 Super Suds gives extra suds. The suds do the work. You need no bleach.
All you need is the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness.
Colgate Palmolive Pete brings you the sudsiest Super Suds of all time.
Just one box of this new 1948 Super Suds can fill a trolley car to overflowing with suds. Buy a box at your grocer's and carry home a carload of suds.
Super Suds now gives more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman and a novel interpretation of Sing You Sinners.
You sinners drop everything, let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Hang you sinners, go just wave your arms all about. Let the Lordy you down. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners.
Whenever that music, the devil kicks.
He don't love music.
By that river sticks.
You're wicked and you're depraved. And you all misbehave.
While Judy is being detained by Benchley Botsford's policeman friend, our scene changes to the vacation home of Mr. and Mrs. Botsford in Palm Springs. At the moment, they're discussing Judy with their son, Benchley.
Oh, Mother, Dad, I don't know why you had to drag me down here to Palm Springs.
Oh, Benchley, dear boy, we're simply tired of having that Canova girl pursue you. She's acting just like a brazen hussy.
Oh, nonsense, Dad. Judy isn't brazen. She's just independent. She's a bachelor girl.
Humph! Too bad she doesn't look more like a girl and less like a bachelor.
Well, I don't agree. I happen to like Judy's looks.
Benchley, I like her looks, too. I'm grateful that she has that taste.
Are you, Mother?
Yes. After all, I might have gotten it.
Oh, I'll answer it. Hello? Judy! What? You're at the courthouse? Well, don't worry. I'll come right down, straighten everything out, and bring you back here to my house.
Golly, this sure is a nice place you Botsford folks that you've got here.
Oh, thank you.
We like it, Miss Canova.
Would you like some candy, Judy?
Yeah, Bentley. You know there's the old saying, sweets to the sweet.
In that case, how about some nuts?
Judy, Mother was simply passing the hors d'oeuvre. She was offering you a bite.
If she bites me, I'll bite her back.
Miss Canova, you misunderstand. Have you been stupid all your life?
I don't know yet. I ain't lived all my life.
Young woman, it's very apparent that when you went to school, you didn't apply yourself to your academic curriculum.
Academic curriculum? What is that? What is that? Very interesting. It's true. I never heard of such a thing.
I'd have you know that when I attended school, I kept my nose to the grindstone for 15 years.
It must have been a beaut when you started. Say, do you folks mind leaving me alone with Benchley? I got something I want to talk over with him.
Miss Canova, why did you pursue Benchley to Palm Springs?
Well, I kind of
thought. Oh, look, Judy, something fell out of your pocket.
Well, a marriage license.
A marriage license?
Miss Canova, your design is clear. I can see your ulterior motive.
Well, I can see your e pluribus unum, but I wasn't going to say nothing.
Ruffles on it.
Benchley, all I need is another signature on that license.
You mean mine, Judy?
I sure do, Bench. Gee, I'd be a wonderful homemaker. Why, I'd cook for you till the day you died. That don't sound right, does it? No.
Young lady, you're out of your mind. You even dream of uniting the Botsfords and the Canovas in marriage.
Heavens, what would such a marriage announcement look like in the society pages? Benchley Botsford marries Judy Canova.
Yes, the cream of Beverly Hills gets the cheese of Cactus Junction.
Gracious, Cactus Junction. Every time I hear that name, I shudder.
Well, what's wrong with Cactus Junction? Well, Cactus Junction is a wonderful place.
I can imagine.
We had a grand family life back there. Ma and all us kids and Pa. Well, I remember one time Ma was talking to Pa. She walked over to him and she said to him, she said,
"Wake up, Pa. Get up, you lazy critter."
Oh, Ma.
Pa, I've been bending over trying to wake you up for a half hour.
Well, stop breathing down my neck. You're bagging out my underwear.
Come on now, Pa. Come on, get up. It's time to eat.
Ma, why can't we ever have poultry? You know I like to eat fowl.
Well, no, you're one of the foulest eaters I am. Aw, get up now. You gotta look for work today. You get a job, I could buy me a new dress.
What you want a new dress for?
Oh, Pa, I've been wearing this potato sack for 10 years now.
Oh, I know, Ma. And it looked better on the potatoes. Ma, I'm hungry. Why ain't my eggs fried yet?
Pa, they won't be done for 3 hours. This here new gas stove you got me takes forever to cook.
Ma, you're cooking on the pilot light.
Pa, I wished I had me one of them our newfangled electric blankets like Mrs. Hawkins has got.
What for, Ma?
Well, I could take the meat and taters to bed with me and dinner would be ready when I got up. Be nice. Pa, while you're waiting for breakfast, have some of this here.
What is it, Ma? It's a quivering and a shaking.
It's jello, Pa. Eat it.
I'm afraid to. It ain't dead yet. Look, Ma, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Lukey, up on the porch.
Howdy, Luke.
Hi, folks. Hey, they do.
fuss about?
Well, I was out in our hen house and I swallowed a whole egg, shell and all.
Oh, what's so terrible about that?
Well, I'm afraid if I move around, I'll crack it. And if I sit still, I'll hatch it.
Lukey, you've been a courting our Judy a long time now.
Yep.
Yeah, and if and you marry her, can you support her in the style to which she's accustomed?
Well, I sure can. But I ain't mean enough to do it.
Well, Lukey, now us and Hank fancy folks, when our Judy gets married, all she wants is the simple thing.
Well, if she marries me, she'll get one.
Lukey, you're a moron. You ain't got a brain in your head.
Oh, you've been peeking. Well, listen, you folks, excuse me. I'm going in the other room and court Judy. By dingy dongies, I sure do love that.
Lukey ain't very bright, is he, Ma?
No, Pa. Yesterday he fed his baby brother some of that new automobile lubricating oil.
What for?
The ad says, use this oil and go 2,000 miles between changes. Get the chores done, Pa.
Yeah, what'll I do this time, Ma?
You milk the goat, and I'll slop them old hogs working. It's all there's something to do around here to keep the body busy.
And that, Mr. and Ms. Boxford, will give you an idea of what my family life was like back in Cactus Junction.
Heavens, Miss Canova, is this the family who want to unite with the Boxford?
Why not? My family goes all the way back to the Boone.
The Daniel Boone?
More likely, the baboons. Piscanova, you're wasting your time with that marriage license. I suggest you stop back for Los Angeles immediately.
Okay, and when I get there, I'm going to stop at a gift shop and send you folks a little present with a poem in it.
A poem in it?
Yeah, and it's going to say, roses are red, violets are blue. That's why I send fruit and nuts to you.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is a shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it, leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinses. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and the inquisitive ballad, Don't You Love Me Anymore?
Lately, whenever you hold me, you don't hold me tight. Don't you love me anymore? Lately, I have to remind you to kiss me goodnight. Don't you love me
I'm just being silly to feel like I do. Am I the one that you adore? Or don't you love me anymore?
Only whenever you hold me, you don't hold me tight.
Don't you love me anymore?
Lately I have to remind you to kiss me goodnight.
Don't you love me anymore?
I remember when I used to thrill you to the sky.
Now I notice when we kiss,
you don't even close your eyes.
Maybe I'm just being silly to feel like I do.
Am I the one that you adore?
Or am I just the one you don't love
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhimes. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week. Halo Shampoo and Super Suds, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake your patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony, daddy's coming home to baby, daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, daddy will be by, and you a shiny little pony.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned and help Kay Kaiser celebrate his 10th birthday in the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.